I'm getting decent sleep. I'm just real tired of cleaning up diarrhea.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we had a guest who was unable to make it, so we had to punt. We are going to talk about where we are in our atheist journey based on when we started 13 years ago.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Nick Glover.
Hey.
And Tim Wick.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, Tim, except Thanks. For one small thing.
What's that?
We had a guest scheduled for tonight.
Did we?
Who bailed on us at the very last minute.
Oh, well, no. That blows. Didn't we? We
it's like all right.
We had a plan, right? We knew what we were going to do.
Life happens.
It's all right. This is someone that none of us know. It's not a big deal, but they are unable to be on the show tonight. So we had to come up with something really fast.
Oh, shit.
Which we have come up with. Nick came up with this very fun idea that we are calling Atheist Confessional. The idea today is that we are going to kind of check in on our atheism. We started this podcast 12 and a half years ago. We've all grown and changed as people. Generally since then. And it's possible that our views have changed and adapted. And so might as well just kind of talk a little bit about what atheism is to you these days, what you do and don't like about the way things are going with the atheist community. I think that's a good way to look at it.
Atheism sounds like the atheist God medal.
It's a 17th medal.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Bless me, secular minister, for I have not sinned because sin is a construct.
Correct.
Oh, there we go.
Right. Yeah, yes. All right. Well, Nick, this was your idea. Why don't you kick us off? Check in on your atheism. How's it going?
Hoisted by my own petard. I feel like when we started the podcast, I was a little bit more of an angry atheist. Mm. We've talked about it before. And there's still no shortage of things to be angry about when it comes to religion and its influence on the world and things people do in the name of religion. I think I'm a little bit more laid back now about some things. I'm still 100% totally atheist for a while, maybe before the podcast started or towards the beginning. I kind of liked the term apatheist because if a God did exist, my reaction would be the same as if a God didn't exist. Speculating about an existence of a God is kind of a waste of time because no one can prove anything, and ultimately it doesn't really matter. It isn't a factor on anything. So I'm solidly atheist for quite some time now. But I think that it's easier for me to direct my frustration with organized religion at the organizations, the religious organizations, and the inequity there, how they prop up misogyny, how they disproportionately affect have a negative impact on people that have already had a rough go or already have things working against them, traditionally, and individual bad actors, right? Individual people who are doing bad or harmful things in the name of religion or using religion as an excuse. And I think I'm somehow more mad now about people trying to force a theocracy in the United States, though that may just because it's a little bit more urgent of a situation these days than it was 12 and a half years ago. Now it feels like there are more people very overtly saying that that's what they want is a theocracy in the United States, a Christian nation. People who are elected officials who are campaigning on that, and people are voting for that and supporting that specifically. So that makes me more upset than it did before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My non-belief, my non-faith is unwavering.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
And I think that it makes sense that the attacks on our, I mean, I feel bad saying the attacks on our liberties, because my liberties have yet to be impeded, to be honest, like by any of these Christo fascist attacks, but they are trying.
They want to, right? You know, we are in a state where abortion is legal and protected in the Constitution, but the Christo fascists would like to force us in our state to follow their principles. And even though they're like, you know, states' rights, when it's their right to prevent trans women from competing in high school sports, mm-hmm. they want it to be their rights to prevent trans women in Minnesota from participating in high school sports. And that's kind of a concern, right? Because yes, your rights have not been impeded at this point, but they could be if they get what they want.
Well, and I don't have kids. We don't have kids. So right. There's a lot there. If I had children, I would be much more concerned with the state of where things are going in that sense. But I will also say, like, it is frustrating how often we see Christo fascists on the school board elections and the Moms for Liberty shit and like all of this, you know. Yeah, absolutely, Nick. I agree with you that it's more concerning than it was back in 2012 when we started the halcyon days of 2012.
And I think that, I think that I'm maybe about the same when it comes to non-Christian religions as I was before, as far as I can remember. I mean, obviously, like, Christianity is a big topic for us because we live in the United States, and that's it's in our culture, mm-hmm. in the state, like in you know, as much as it isn't a Christian nation and we don't want it to be a Christian nation, it is in a sense a Christian nation. That's the dominant culture here. It's baked into the whiteness, mm-hmm. that is also a kind of in the main view, the main audience for things, and so, you know, I think I'm one thing I'm more frustrated with for sure is churches not paying taxes. That's something that I'm actually more upset to.
Absolutely.
And Molly, when you talk about us not having kids and that being making it less of a factor, I often think about how, you know, churches have millions of dollars of real estate that they're not paying their fair share on.
Oh yeah.
And that sort of thing. Folks like Joel Osteen, who should just fucking get punched, and how people with kids or you know, our infrastructure would be better, or all the things that aren't happening because of that greed. There's no one forcing them to use that money for good works.
Yeah, that's me. All right, Tim.
Hey,
checking in on that atheist.
Well, here I am. I'm still an atheist. I just did a cross country road trip, and the reason I bring it up is because I drove by a lot of fucking crosses. I mean, you know,
sure.
There are so many big concrete crosses, and I think when it comes to religion, I mean, we have friends who are religious. I'm not annoyed at people who are religious, but I am annoyed at religion, because I think religion is by and large a means by which people push their own agenda on other people, and other people accept it. I think all religion is effectively, all organized religion are effectively cults, and I guess I haven't wavered from that. Some of the things that have changed, there was a pretty strong atheist community, like at Convergence and stuff like that when we started. And that community kind of is, I don't think it's gone, but it's not at Convergence anymore. And I don't know if it's dissipated, but I don't feel really connected to it anymore. I don't read like the atheist bloggers that I used to read all the time. I kind of don't read those anymore because I don't feel like I'm getting anything new out of that. It's the same talking points, and I agree with them, but I just don't feel like I need to read them over and over again to continue to agree with them. I think a conversation I had when I was at the Grand Canyon last week with a friend of mine, who's also an atheist. We were, you know, he was like, you know, you look at the Grand Canyon and you look at this, you know, river down here that's been carving this canyon for millions of years, that this canyon that in the state it's in right now, has existed since before humans did,
mm-hmm.
and will, in basically the state it is now, exist long after humans do not. And you can't help but feel small. And I was like, yeah, and I think that's a good thing. I think there is a benefit to being reminded that we aren't that fucking important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that to me, and we were talking about it on a bus and I was talking about it out loud. And that to me, I think is a little bit of the difference is that I'm willing to have those conversations around other people and I don't give a shit what they think. Right. You know, I'm not doing it to be presentational. I'm not doing it by like, hey, everybody listen to me. I'm an atheist and I'm going to share my thoughts with you. It's more, you know, I have y'all talk about Christianity all the fucking time. I can talk about not being a Christian and looking at a big hole in the ground and having existential thoughts that
love having existential thoughts looking at a hole in the ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
Classic human existence.
Yeah.
And why I think that's important. I think that's probably different than I was 12 years ago, that I was willing to have that conversation mm-hmm. and feel like it didn't matter who heard me say that.
I will say that your point about not reading the atheist bloggers anymore because they're just kind of saying the same thing is something that I have, you know, been concerned with our show. We've had conversations about it, the three of us, which are like, you know, we'll do a lot of different media review. We'll talk about a lot of shows and geek stuff. And then we'll kind of all say, well, it's been a while since we've done an atheist episode. And it's like, but what do we have to say? What is there to say that isn't new, that's new? And so that's definitely something that we have curated and that we worked really hard toward because it's, I don't want to just have another episode where we talk about how there's not God and how stupid it is that people think there is or whatever.
Well, you know, and people talk a lot about your activism being intersectional, right? And so I feel like just about everything that's going to be an atheist cause where you're looking at something through the lens of an atheist and looking at the injustice of religion in the world, you're also going to see all the other institutions that are causing problems that are contributing to injustice in the world. And so like, I feel like fighting against religion and its harm is one part of a larger fight against the larger institutions that are also causing that damage mm-hmm. and that harm. So like me, you know, I'm not reading as many atheist blogs. Blogs aren't as much of a thing now as they were 12 True. And a half years ago either. Everything's, you know, social media driven, most of it, or more so. But then also, like, I think everyone's focus has been pulled away from the atheism specific angle of social justice and is looking through it through a much wider lens now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely true. That, you know, you look at like in Florida where they're passing, you know, don't talk about people being gay in school laws. Or Missouri, where they're passing a law basically forcing teachers to report back to their parents if a kid comes out trans at school and isn't willing to do it at home because they're afraid of what their parents are going to do, and now they're forcing teachers to report to parents. You know, that feels way more important, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that it's 2016 really was a big demarcation in American society in terms of prioritizing what we talk about and the way we talk about America. And the fears of, you know, of that atheists had of being made obsolete or being overrun by Christo-fascism became a little more real as Trump started to align himself with the prayer breakfast people and the family, which we've talked about on previous episodes and how that became. But at the same time, it was like there were so many things going on. And then 4 years ago, the world changed, you know. So like you think about the last 8 years, which is 2/3 of the time we've been doing this podcast. And there's been a really significant shift since when we started doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I feel like so. The biggest change for me, I think, has been in my, I was very vocal and contributed a lot to the subreddit, the atheism subreddit, r/atheism. It was where I spent a lot of time, and I unsubbed it several years ago because it was just, it just became a bunch of tryhards being
jerk.
Like, oh boy, boy, did I stick it to my coworker today when she said, God bless you. And I was like, ahem, let me tell you why God is not real. And it's just, and it just became so clear that it was either a bunch of 14-year-olds or people who were stuck at 14 mentally and emotionally. So I left that. But also, like, talk about some fucking disappointments. We have all talked about how for us, a big turning point in saying we are atheists and not, oh, we're non-believers, oh, we're not religious, oh, we're apatheists, but specifically saying I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God, was Bill Maher's Religious.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Bill Maher sucks now.
Bill Maher is a complete douchebag.
Or like, has he always sucked?
He always sucked.
No, no, but like, he actually blamed woke for why, quote unquote, the Democrats are not good anymore. Like, the man is like, and he's like, I just read this article with him earlier today. He was like, I took an oath to comedy, which means that like my only, you know, whatever is to the point, making sure to, you know, poking fun and all that. And that's fine. But like, to then go and be like, Democrats are making it easy to make fun of them. Liberals are such idiots with their woke. And I just, anyone who uses that word pejoratively, I want to slap. I can't. It makes me feel ill. And it's very unfortunate because I feel like after this podcast started, Richard Dawkins reverted back to some really bullshit misogynist.
Really bullshit misogynist figure. Stuff. Yeah. Like,
really awful out of nowhere. And then there were a couple others. I don't want to name because I can't find anything specific, but I know there were some people that we considered luminaries in the field who were then accused of sexual harassment, sexism, some other bullshit, because they're all men, of course. And it just, boy, it felt very much like the movement, as it were, was falling apart because of the men in charge of it were being dicks. And that kind of made me, it never made me want to stop identifying as an atheist, but it sure definitely made me want to stop participating in the community.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And to stop being like, I'll go to the group meetings, and I'll be in the Facebook groups, and I'll participate in the discussions, and I'll be on the subreddit and all that stuff. And it's just, I don't know. So for me, I think the way my atheism has changed is that it has become more personal. Definitely something that I don't feel like I need atheist community. And a big part of that is we've created it ourselves in these last almost 12 years now.
Yeah.
We have been carving it out for ourselves. We have been, you know, making a community here. And I think it's really, I think that's something that we should, you know, take comfort in, because for a lot of people, we've heard from a lot of you out there listening that this is a place that makes you feel among the other fans, you feel like there is a small community there, and that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I promise you, none of us are going to use woke as a pejorative
never,
adjective.
Never. If I use woke as
although
a pejorative, just stab me.
I will tell you,
me.
If we ever miss a week, it's because of woke. We missed
I
a
think
week.
If we ever miss another week, it's because of woke.
Woke
the first
made
time.
Us wish that missed that week too, Tim.
Oh, did it?
It fuck. Was because of woke.
Fuck woke.
No, Bill I Maher. Just, yeah. And I think it's very interesting. So I had a Mormon boss years ago, and it was, I had a conversation with him because he didn't really know me very well, and he had overheard me in a conversation. I think we've talked about this, where he was like, you know, Molly, you're an atheist. I heard someone say that. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, but I'm so confused because you're a good person. And it was just such a, like, I think that idea, that was a very 2015 idea, right?
Yeah.
That, I think, is something that has really gone away. There isn't, but there's something that has changed societally. I think that the demonization of the atheist is definitely sliding away. And we talked to a friend of the show, Dave Rand McKay, about the growing number of nuns among, you know, the younger millennials and the early Gen Z, and the, you know, and how that's really it's a meteoric rise.
Yeah.
And I think that that's gone a long way for that too. So is there anything else? I mean, we kind of cobbled this together, but anything else you guys want to mention about how things have changed since we started doing the show and where you think we're going to go?
Well, I'm just going to say the one thing that hasn't changed, no matter how much of an asshole Bill Maher is that I think we need continuing to talk about it is important. Continuing to be honest about who you are and what you believe and knowing that we are in a nation that is still, I think, very much at a crossroads. And I think that the Christians consistently make clear who they are. And I think that that we can't be afraid to be clear who we are. Not in a, I'm going to fight you for it kind of way, but just in a, we exist kind of way. You know?
Yeah.
Jim, are you saying you're not going to hide your candle under a bush? You're going to let it shine?
Hide your candle under a bush.
That's bad. Bushes are flammable.
Hide your light under a bushel.
Bushel? Yeah. You're not going to do that? The one that Molly said?
Don't put a candle in a bush either.
Don't do
It'll
that.
Burn.
You're not going to.
That's how they got the burning
I'm not going to be a candle in the wind. I'm not going to live my life that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about the future of atheism and what that entails beyond, obviously, like, the numbers are growing, as was discussed.
Join us.
And I don't know if that's ever going to mean that there's a societal shift that happens fast and abrupt, or that it leads to some dramatic changes. I hope it does, because gosh, there are some big problems that need dramatic solutions pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Well, thanks everybody. We have been Geeks Without God. This has been a brief little episode that we gave you to make sure that we did not miss a week. Dude.
Damn straight.
Woke.
Yeah.
Woke didn't get us this time, everybody.
Blow me woke.
I'm picturing woke like the unknown from that Willy Wonka Glasgow experience. Okay. Oh no, look out everybody. It's woke. And it's like a masked thing but coming out of a mirror. Screaming Scottish toddlers. We've been Geeks Without God. Thank you so much. If you'd enjoyed this episode, you can always like us on Facebook or on Blue Sky. We're there when I remember to post it. So, you know, get on over there and follow us. And you can always follow us on Patreon. Support us even there, too, is the one I'm looking for. And if you want to answer our 5 questions, which we didn't even discuss, but you know what? If you don't know what they are at this point, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. Go to 5 questions on our website. Here's 5 questions. And you can send us your answers to those 5 questions at 5questions@geeksthoutgod.com or send us 5 questions, any 5 questions. We will answer them. Literally any. You know what? Fuck, send us 1 question.
Yeah.
I dare you. Dare you to send us a question. You won't.
Damn.
Wow. Atheism.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Yeah, didn't think so.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter @GeeksWithoutGod. Social media!
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Boy, woke really got to Molly at the end there.